Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Amal Manjari Mataji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand, Chapter 7, verse number 161 onwards. And before we start, I would like to hand over the call to Srimati Vinita Gandharvika Mataji for a brief introduction about Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. And today we are very happy to have Her Grace Amala Manjari Mataji, disciple of His Holiness Jayapathak Swami Guru Maharaj. Mataji has previously given Srimad Bhagavatam classes on Bhakti Sangha. And today we are very happy to hear from her, was Chaitanya Bhagavat class. And she lives in Reading, United Kingdom with her husband, His Grace Vishal Gauranga Prabhu. She is preaching in South England and performs pujari service for Sri Radha Londoneshwar. Hare Krishna, Mataji, very happy to see you and nice to have you on this platform again after a long time. I'm very excited to hear from you, Mataji. Please take over the call. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, so much. And thank you very much, Mataji. Danvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very, very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Now I hand over to call you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Very, very happy and very excited to be in the association of all the devotees. Bhakti Sangha Japa Group is very inspiring for all the devotees across the world, actually, because such consistently different topics coming together every day. And I can hear devotees are from different parts of the world. It's so amazing. And when I see the other speakers, you know, I know I have no qualification to be here. I should be hearing, listening to others. But just for my purification, and also because when I'm listening, there are chances that I may get switched off. But when I'm speaking, I have to be alert and awake. So that's why I say, okay, I will, you know, when Her Grace Preeti Vilasini Mataji asked me, can you speak? I said, okay, it's nice to speak about Lord Chaitanya and to be consciously speaking, no? not hearing and being switched off. So thought, okay, if I can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the association of the devotees here, so that would be very good. So with my selfish interest, I'm here. So thank you so much. I'm very grateful to have this opportunity and to be in the association of all of you devotees. Thank you so much. I can see us devotees joining. Thank you. And let's start with the prayers. Mukam karoti vachalu pangam lankhayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram om ajnana timiranthasya jnananjana shalakaya chachurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gauranki Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya, Bhutale, Srimade Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine, Nama Acharya Padaya, Nitai Kripa Pradayine, Gaurakatha Dhamadaya, Nagara Grama Tarine, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya, Bhutale, Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschatya Deshatarine. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, please, I beg your blessing so that I can speak something meaningful, something glorious about Lord Chaitanya. And Prithi Vilasini Madhuji told me the story time, and it's so nice. And we know that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, like this is the same as Krishna, Krishna's pastimes. And we know 64 qualities of Krishna, the four qualities that he has extra. One is that Leela Madhuri, that sweet pastimes. And Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are even sweeter, like just 500 years ago. No, so it's not even like old stories, like just 500 years ago. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Srila Prabhupada is giving the purports, we can see that when Srila Prabhupada mentions about different the towns and villages or any place where he mentions, where there is mention of any place, then Srila Prabhupada says, oh, this place is this many kilometers from Calcutta. You can take a train from here and get down here. And this is here, like Ambika Kalna or Katwa. Any place where there is a mention, Srila Prabhupada says, the how to reach there also. So one of the disciples was asking Srila Prabhupada, why have you given like this? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, because I want everyone to know that these pastimes happened really, not like old time, just 500 years ago. And if also if we take the history, like we can all, it is traceable history, 500 years, like in the king of England, who was the king in England, who was the who was a ruler in India, any place, we can see that it is a traceable history. So Lord Chaitanya is not like once upon a time. We cannot even say it's a myth or like it happened. It is history. Like the Supreme Lord walked on this planet. And so very easier to relate. And pastimes are so sweet, very sweet. So once in Mayapur, one devotee was telling me about Sambandha Gyan. He really gave me a big lecture about Sambandha. And he was telling, like, if you don't even know what Sambandha Gyan, what devotional service are you going to do? Then how can you chant? Like, it was quite heavy. And I thought, okay, I don't know what the Sambandha Gyan is. And I was very, a little sad, not little sad, I was very sad. I was thinking, what is the use of all what I'm doing if I don't know what is Sambandha Gyan? Then somehow by Krishna's mercy, I got the opportunity to speak to His Grace Janmivas Prabhu. And I said, Prabhu, what is the Sambandha Gyan? And then Janmivas Prabhu said, Sambandha Gyan is seeing Gauranga in our heart. So I don't know how that is possible. Then I asked him the next time. I thought about it for 1 year. The next year when I went, I asked Prabhu, how do we get that stage? How do we clean our heart? Like, then Prabhu explained, okay, chant, do some devotional service, heart becomes clean. Then one day you will see Lord Chaitanya in your heart. So these, you know, this is wonderful initiative, hearing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. One day, you know, for me, yes, one day I'm hoping one day I'll be able to see Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So very, very nice initiative. So here we are in that stage of Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes, which is even more nectarian. And this is special about Lord Chaitanya, that he is delivering without looking at the condition of the person, no qualification needed. There's only one qualification needed, which is how much ever fallen we are, that much we are qualified for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Anarpita Charin Chira Karunaya Vatirna Kalu, which no other incarnation has ever given before. That love of Godhead, to get that, it is so amazing that we are able to, in this Kali Yuga, when everything is difficult, even to sit for 1 second and properly meditate on Krishna, it is difficult. To know, like to even have a proper lifestyle is difficult. And especially for those of us who are living outside India, and even India also, it has become so corrupt. We can't even get a proper vegetable or proper water. You know, everything is so difficult. There's nothing pure. And so our consciousness also, it is very difficult to keep it pure. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada has given this mercy of Lord Chaitanya. No, Parama Karuna, how merciful Lord Chaitanya is to give us that mercy without considering whatever qualification is. So the more we hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, we have no choice but to love them, to appreciate them. So the everyday hearing this Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is so amazing that automatically we will feel, yes, you know, Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya. And also, like when we are thinking of, like when we see the different temples in India, or how the detailed the deity worship is, the purity of the atmosphere in the temple, or how the very strict the worship is, all those. And when we see how in the Western world things are so difficult, we can't even worship Krishna properly in our house also. And also, how can we approach Krishna? And then we feel, yes, I'm going through Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is merciful. He doesn't take offenses. So I can worship Krishna in whatever capacity I have. And we see that also. Like how when we chant Gauranga, any people who don't know anything about Krishna consciousness, everyone loves when we say Gauranga. And it's amazing, we can check that with anyone who says Gauranga, they have to smile. We cannot say Gauranga without smiling. We cannot hear Gauranga without smiling. Suddenly we start smiling. I was telling one Muslim boy about it, who doesn't know much about Krishna. He knows because he's got some taste for Krishna. So I was telling, like, you know, this is a game, you say Gauranga and anyone will smile. There's no option. They will automatically start smiling when you say Gauranga. And then he said, oh, I know whom to try this on. I'll try this on my father. He never smiles. And then when his father came, he said, okay, I will tell Gauranga and you shouldn't smile. And then he started. And this is a Muslim person and atheist, okay? He's complete atheist. And then this boy says, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. And father starts smiling because he couldn't control his smile. He started laughing and he was like, what is this that you are saying? And then he said, oh, this is a game. Anytime you say Gauranga, you'll start smiling. And he said, okay, I'll try it out on others also. So even if we don't know, we may not know Lord Chaitanya, we don't know the glories of Lord Chaitanya, even Lord Anantashesh cannot explain the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And later in Chaitanya Bhagavat, we will also see during the Jagai Mathai pastimes, hearing that pastimes, how even Yamaraj fainted, thinking, how can the Lord be so merciful? How can anyone be so merciful that they can give mercy even to Jagai and Mathai? So merciful, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Anyone who doesn't know, Mahaprabhu doesn't know what the word means, nothing, but still automatically they feel that bliss. So this is Lord Chaitanya's greatness. So we are very fortunate that we have at least access to these stories, of these pastimes of Krishna, these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And it's even more interesting in Murari Gupta Katacha. Murari Gupta interchanges, like sometimes he just says Krishna, he doesn't even say Lord Chaitanya. You know, Krishna went to the Ganges to take, like, the. So he like when he says Krishna's Lord Chaitanya, so he doesn't differentiate, no, because between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, they are the same. So we are very fortunate to hear these pastimes. So today I'm asked to read from 161. So let's see. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. Ekadina Mishra Chalilena Karyantara Paditena Paya Prabhu Krodhita Antara. One day after Jagannath Mishra went for his duties, the Lord became very angry because he was not allowed to study. So we know that in the session till now, we heard how Lord Chaitanya's elder brother, Vishwarupa, he took sannyas, and Jagannath Mishra is upset and Sachi Mata is very sad. So Jagannath Mishra decides that Gauranga will, Nimai will not study now, because if he studies and he will becomes, he will understand that this material world is temporary, and he will lose taste, and he will also leave home. So Jagannath Mishra says that, okay, let him remain a fool, but let him be at home, because if he leaves, then we will not be able to live. And then what does Sachi Mata say? Sachi Mata says, if he is a fool, who will, like, how he will live, what, how, who will give their girl for him? And then Sri Jagannath Mishra says, don't worry, Krishna is the maintainer. And we heard the whole philosophy yesterday, how Krishna is maintaining, and how if someone, they may not be educated, but they will have so much money, and they will have scholars at their doorstep, but someone may be very educated, but they may remain poor. So Jagannath Mishra decided that Nimai will not study. And Nimai also very, very, Nimai is very obedient to his father. He also stops his studies, but he goes back to his mischiefs. So that is where we are. So we'll continue from 162. We'll read a few verses and we will discuss. So when Jagannath Mishra went out, what did he do? He became very angry that he was not allowed to study. So Vishnu Naivedera Yata Parjya Handi Gana Vasilena Prabhu Handi Kariya Asana. He then sat down on the old rejected pots that had been used for preparing offerings for Lord Vishnu. The word varjya means rejected or abandoned. The word handi is a corruption of the Sanskrit word handi, which is a pot for cooking rice. So do I share the screen, or how is it? Or everyone has their screen on? How does it work?
Mataji, whatever is comfortable for you, if you want us to share, or you can share whatever is comfortable.
Okay, I have the folio which I can share.
Well, host is there, Mataji.
Okay, I can share. Okay, so 163. ए बड़ा निगूढ़ कथा सुना सुना एक मने कृष्ण भक्ति सिद्धि हाया इहारा श्रवणे. This topic is most confidential. Whoever hears it will attain devotional service to Lord Krishna. वर्ज्य हंडी गणा सभा करी सिंहासना तथि वशी हसे गौर सुंदर वदना. Using those rejected pots as a simhasana, Lord Gaurasundara smiled as he sat there. Lagila handira kali sarva gaura ange kanaka putali ena lepiyache gandhe. The black spot from those pots decorated Gaura's limbs, and he appeared like a golden doll smeared with sandalwood pulp mixed with aguru. So the golden body of Nimai, smeared with a black soot from the clay cooking pots, looked like someone had smeared black aguru and sandalwood paste on the limbs of a golden doll. Shishu gana janai la gya sachi sthane, Nimai vasiya ache handira asane. His friends went and informed Mother Sachi, Nimai is sitting on the rejected pots. Maye ashi dekhiya kare na haya haya, esthana ete bapa vasi bare na yuyaya. When Mother Sachi went there and saw Nimai in that condition, she lamented and said, my dear son, this is not a proper place to sit. Varjya handi iha sabha parashile snana, etadine tomara ena janmile jnana. These are rejected pots, and if one touches them, he must take bath. Haven't you understood this by now? The word parashile means if one touches, and the word jnana refers to the conception of clean and dirty, or purity and impurity. So now Gauranga Mahaprabhu starts speaking. Prabhu bole toramore na dispadite. Badra badra murkha vipre jani bake mate. The Lord replied, you don't allow me to study, so how will I know the difference between good and bad, or a fool and a brahmana? The word badra, badra means pure and impure. So 170. Murkha amina janiye bhala mandasthana, sarvatra amara eka advitiya jnana. I am a fool, so I don't know which place is good and which is bad. Therefore, I consider all places equal. The word advitiya jnana refers to perception of equality of all places. Eta bali hase varchya handira asane, dattatreya bhava prabhu haila takhane. After saying this, the Lord smiled from his seat on the rejected pots and accepted the mood of Dattatreya, the topmost knower of the absolute truth. Okay, so this is a long commentary on who is Dattatreya. For a description of Dattatreya, one may consult the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Purva 45 to 48, wherein the following verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 274. Atreya patyam abhya. Abhikangshatav ahatushto datto mayaham idiyat bhagavan sadatta yat pada pankaja paraga pavitra deha yogardhid ahur ubhayim yadu haihayadya. The great sage Atri prayed for offspring, and the Lord, being satisfied with him, promised to incarnate as Atri's son Dattatreya. Datta, the son of Atri. And by the grace of the lotus feet of the Lord, many Yadus, Haihayas, etc. became so purified that they obtained both material and spiritual blessings. Now from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.11. Shashtam Atrer Apatyatvam Vrita Prapto Anasuyaya Anyakshikim Alarkaya Prahlada Dibhya Uchivan. The sixth incarnation of the Purusha was a son of the sage Atri. He was born from the womb of Anasuya, who prayed for an incarnation. He spoke on the subject of transcendence to Alarka, Prahlada, and others, Yadu, Haihaya, etc. Sri Brahmande Tu Kaditam Atri Patyan Asuyaya Pratito Bhagavan Atrer Apatyatvam Ubeyivan. It is mentioned in the Brahmanda Purana that when Anasuya, the wife of the sage Atri, prayed to Lord Vishnu, the Lord agreed to become the son of Atri. So these are all verses, different verses, which is speaking about who Dattatreya is. The next one. Varam Dattva Anasuyaye Vishnu Sarva Jagan Maya Atre Putro Bhavatasyam स्वेच्छामानुष विग्रह दत्तात्रेय इति ख्यातो यदि वेश विभूषितः. He who accepts a human form by his own sweet will and who is the cause of all universes, that Supreme Lord Vishnu gave Anasuya a benediction and thus appeared in her womb as the son of Atri. He became famous as Dattatreya and he was addressed as a sannyasi. Sri Baladev Vidyabhushana has written in his commentary on these verses from Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Atri's prayer to have a son as good as the Lord is one of the topics of the fourth canto. And Anasuya's prayer to have the Lord as a son is found in the first canto. The statement of the Brahmanda Purana supports the later verse. So this the very important instruction actually here that Atri prays to the Lord, to the Supreme Lord, and like how we discussed in the beginning, that by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we know who the Supreme Lord is. But Atri, even though he was a great sage, he didn't know who the Supreme Lord is. It's mentioned in the fourth canto that he prays that, so, O Supreme Lord, come as my son. But he didn't know who it is. So he was more material desire. How it is material desire? Because Srila Prabhupada mentions, Atri's prayer was to have a son as good as the Lord. Because he prayed to have a son as good as the Lord, it is a material desire. But if we pray that I want to have the Supreme Lord as my son, that is a spiritual desire. So in that fourth canto, Prabhupada mentions very beautifully how Atri's prayer was two points there. One is his desire was material because he wanted to have a son as good as the Lord. And he didn't know who the Supreme Lord is. So he was thinking that, okay, in the material universe, in the material, like mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, there three are there. So because he didn't specifically mention anyone, all three of them came. So that is a story there where we can read in the fourth canto. So Vishnu appears as Dattatreya. So, for us, you know, it's so important to understand that, because see what this great sage who was such a great personality and who was empowered to increase the progeny of the world, and he didn't know who is the Supreme Lord. And we also see many great scholars. And as soon as we say who is God, then they get stuck there because they have no idea. Even this great Brahmanas, when you see them, they have power. It's not that they are fools or anything. They have knowledge of a lot of shastras. And when you see them also, you see them so effulgent, especially in India, when you go to these very traditional temples, very spiritual atmosphere, people are there, the Brahmanas there looks effulgent. They follow the rituals very properly. And in one of these South Indian temples, very famous temple, when we went there, I saw one Brahmana, you know, very, very effulgent, very, very sattvic. You know, when we see them only, we will feel, wow, that spiritual energy. So, but then they do all this mixed thing, no, because they have no knowledge. They put the vibhuti in horizontal, and there is the tilak vertical. Tilak means just the chandan vertical. So I said, so are you a Shaivite or a Vaishnava? And then he started saying, oh, everything is one, God is one ego, everyone is God, and so it doesn't matter. And he had no understanding of the philosophy whatsoever. And the same way, there was a treatment center, and there, very, the Ayurvedic doctor, such a nice devotee, and he even gives Bhagavad Saptah also. And he had in his room, like in his hospital, in the one place, he had photos of all the demigods, and then there is Krishna's photo also, and then there is Jesus Christ's photo also. So I was asking, you have kept everyone's photo here? Then he said, whoever brings a photo, I keep this here, because everyone is God, everyone is one. know, and then he said some patient came and got a Jesus Christ photo, so he has kept there also. Okay, it's okay to have all the photos, but he had no idea. And even in Bhagavad Sapta, I saw him giving Bhagavad Sapta. So I said, oh, okay, wow. And great devotee giving Bhagavad Sapta. So I said, okay, let me hear what he is saying. And then he was telling, like, I just heard it through, you know, in YouTube. And he's saying about very nicely is explaining about Bhagavadam, Krishna, like that, everything. And then at the end, the bomb drops. And he's telling everyone should chant the holy name of the Lord. Always you should chant the Nama of the Lord and everything. And it was all perfect. And at the end, he says, where is that God? You are that God. You know, Hare Krishna. Till then, it was okay. And then finally, it's like, so when we hear even those great people that we may think they know everything, but then at the end, they spoil everything by saying, you are that God. So we are so fortunate that we are able to know who the Supreme Lord is and we are not confused. And that is just by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada gave us this information about Lord Chaitanya. And Krishna is so merciful to come in Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and teach us, yes, who is Krishna? Where does he stay? Like how Srila Prabhupada explains to us that who is God? We know what is the name of God. We know how does God look like, and we know God's address and how God's house is and who are God's family members. So we are not thinking of some abstract God, and we don't have to speculate in any way. How does God look? Venum konandam aravinda dalaya daksham. So easy. Where does God live? Golok Vrindavan. And how is his house? Oh, where every step is a dance, every step is a dance, every word is a song. The Brahma Samhita, Sri Akanta Kanta Paramapursha Kalpataravo, Dhruma Bhumis Chinta Mani Ganamayi Toyam Amritam. So all these details, because it is easily available for us. Like for me, yes, I take it so lightly. Oh yeah, Chintamani Toyam Amritam. But for a yogi to understand this, how much time will they take? Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanamande Jnanavanmam Prapadyate. After so many lifetimes, the jnani, then he realizes, Bahunam Janmanamande Jnanavanmam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti. To understand that Vasudeva is everything takes so long a time, so many lifetimes. And here, by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, wherever in the world we are, yes, Bhagavad Gita is there. Read Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is no information that we don't know. Once we read Srila Prabhupada's books and giving this association of devotees where we can discuss. So now coming back to Lord Chaitanya, he's speaking, Lord Chaitanya is speaking in the mood of Dattatreya. So 172. Maye bole, tumi eva sila mandasthane, ebe tumi pavitra vahaibe kema ane. Mother Sachi inquired, you have sat in an impure place. So
how will you... Do you know she...
So how will you purify yourself? Prabhu bole, mata tumi bada shishumati, apavitra sthane kabhu mora nahi sthiti. Now, it is giving the explanation. What is Lord saying? The Lord replied, my dear mother, you're very childish. I am never in an impure place. So commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Andhi Leela 4176, Dvaite Bhadra Bhadra Jnana Sabhe Mano Mano Dharma E Bhala E Manta E Sabha Brahma. In the material world, conceptions of good and bad are all mental speculations. Therefore, saying this is good and this is bad is all a mistake. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.28.4, it is said, kim bhadram kim abhadram va dvaitasya vastu nakiyat vachoditam tat anritam manasadhyatam evacha. Anything not conceived in relation to relationship to Krishna should be understood to be illusion or maya. None of the illusions uttered by words or conceived in the mind are factual. Because illusion is not factual, there is no distinction between what we think is good and what we think is bad. What we speak of the absolute truth, when we speak of the absolute truth, such speculations do not apply. The considerations of purity and impurity accepted by attached householders who follow the doctrine of the non-devotional materialistic smarthas are not accepted by the Vaishnava smritis. According to Vaishnava smritis, the service and ingredients of service offered for the pleasure of the Lord can never be considered unpalatable, perverted, or impure. This pure consideration found in the Vaishnava smritis and propounded by Sri Gaurasundara has created havoc in the material rules and regulations of the smarthas who are maddened by mundane sensual knowledge. How strong, huh? I'll read this again. This pure consideration found in the Vaishnava smritis and propounded by Sri Gaurasundara has created havoc in the material rules and regulations of the smarthas who are maddened by mundane sensual knowledge. In the Padma Purana, it is stated, Naivedyam jagati sasya anna pana adhikam ichayat brahmavan nirvikaram hi yadha vishnus tadhaivatat. Those foodstuffs and beverages that are offered to Krishna are transcendental, incorruptible, and non-different from Vishnu. Foodstuffs that are offerable to Vishnu are called Naivedya. Abominable items can never be Vishnu Naivedya. According to Vaishnava Smriti, a Vaishnava should never discriminate between mundane purity and impurity. Rather, he should see everything in relation to Vishnu. Pure Vaishnavas are naturally inclined towards the spiritual principles of liberated personalities and do not have ordinary mundane vision. The following statements of the scriptures must be discussed in this regard. Surarshe vihita shastre harim uddhishya kriya saiva bhaktir iti prokta yaya bhakti para bhavet. My dear Narada, O sage among the demigods, those activities prescribed in the revealed scriptures for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead Lord Hari are called the regulative principles of bhakti, sadhana bhakti, by practicing which one may attain the highest bhakti or prema. Very nice definition here, no? Sadhana bhakti. What is sadhana bhakti? Those activities prescribed in the revealed scriptures for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead Lord Hari are called the regulative principles of bhakti. So we may think that sadhana bhakti means that strict following of certain principles, but Prabhupada teaches us that what is the biggest rule of which all other rules and regulations are servants is that everything should be pleasing to the Supreme Lord. Whatever we are doing should be pleasing to the Supreme Lord. If that is not there, then whatever we do is a failure. So the main principle is it should be pleasing to Krishna. It should be favorable to our Krishna consciousness. And this is very important for practicing devotees to know. Very, very, very important. Sometimes, like for me, yes, that I give so much importance to the practice that without thinking what is pleasing to Krishna, especially when another devotee is involved. The Lord Chaitanya even is so merciful that there are no rules, regulations. He forgives everything. Like if there are mistakes, he overlooks the mistakes. But there's one thing he can't tolerate, which is Vaishnava Parat. So many times we come across this situation where we have a particular, like I'm doing aarti, and there's a devotee who was ringing the bell. What should I do? Should I continue the aarti or go and open the door? So we need to have that common sense understanding what is pleasing to the Lord. And that needs spiritual intelligence. So it is not like a black and white thing. It's not a stereotype. Bhakti is not like that, okay, this is what always like this. And then we are on a very ritualistic platform. Then I'm not on a spiritual platform there. So I need to shift from that ritual to spiritual. What is more important? What is pleasing to Krishna at this moment? And then we see many devotees who have such great love for Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada. And there are devotees, like they may not have so much attraction for deity worship. They may not have so much attachment to having darshan of the deities, but all the time serving devotees, all the time serving, and even like serving prasadam to everyone. Many, like always on Harinam, we see so many people like that, so many devotees. So like, I don't know who is pleasing to Krishna more. Whether when I do the aarti, when I'm doing so much deity worship, all with all proper following, like 4, 2, 3, 7, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I'm doing the aarti, or there is another devotee silently distributing some prasadam to some people who may never come to the temple, or making them chant Hare Krishna or Gauranga's name. Who is more pleasing? We don't know. So this is very important. That for me, when I read this, it really struck me that the activities should be for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari. They are the regulative principles. So why do we follow regulative principles? Why has Srila Prabhupada emphasized so much on those regulative principles? It is unfathomable. It is very difficult for a common brain to understand what visionary Srila Prabhupada is. Srila Prabhupada would have got so many more disciples, so many more followers, when his life's mission was to spread this knowledge in the English-speaking world. He could have got many more followers if he had just reduced his principles a little, if it had made a little bit not so strict about, no meat eating, no onion, garlic, no tea, coffee. Even Indians can't imagine that. Today we had someone giving us a Saligram Shila because they cannot worship the Shila. Why? Because I cannot stop eating my fish. Can you imagine what fate or what state people are in, that they are ready to give up the Lord in their house because they can't stop eating fish? And in the Indian origin family, they have from, I think, ancestrally they got the Shila, and now they cannot worship because they cannot give up eating fish. And I don't know what else, but no. So, but Prabhupada never compromised on this. He was very strict. Why he said that? Because we know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, those who follow those regulative principles of freedom, they are eligible for the mercy of the Lord. By following the regulative principles of bhakti, we become eligible for the mercy of the Lord. This is also very important to understand, that we emphasize on this regulative principles. For us, it's not like new person telling, oh, stop eating meat. Like they gradually come to that mode of goodness where they stop. But I'm personally telling, for practicing devotees, we shouldn't underestimate the importance of regulative principles, because they give us the protection. They keep us in the mercy of the Lord. And as soon as even one principle is broken, that mercy is gone. And then we feel like, okay, going down, down, down like that. And so here it is very important that this is for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari. All the principles that we follow, ultimate is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Okay, so let's continue. Laukiki vaiti kiva pi ya kriya kriyate. Oh, sorry, this is Laukiki vaiti kiva pi ya kriya kriyate mune hari sevanu kuleva sakarya bhakti michata. One should perform only those activities, either worldly or prescribed by Vedic rules and regulations, which are favorable for the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Okay, and now one verse which we all know. Iha yasya harer dasya karmana manasa gira nikhila swapavastasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. A person who acts in the service of Krishna with his body, mind, intelligence and words is a liberated person even within the material world. The consideration of purity and impurity found in Vaishnava literature is different from that of the Smarthas. A person's purity and superiority depends on his inclination towards a service of the Supreme Absolute Truth after giving up material consideration. This is the purport for verses 173 to 179. So we'll read the rest of the verses. 174. So we'll finish this and then we'll discuss. Yatham. Yathamora stiti se sarva punyastana ganga adi sarva tirtha tahin adishtana. So Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is speaking that he is a Supreme Lord. Wherever I am, that place becomes most sacred. The Ganges and all other tirthas are present at that place. Amara se kalpanika shuchiva ashuchi Srishtara ki dosha ache mane bhava buchi. Purity and impurity is only our mental creation. Please consider what fault is there with the creator. The word amara refers to a conditioned soul who has no conception of advaya jnana or spiritual oneness. The word srishtara refers to the Lord who is the creator of the universe. Loka Veda Mateya Di Ashuddha Mahaya Ami Prasi Parashilyo Ki Ashuddhara Raya. Even if something is considered impure by the Vedas and people in general, can it remain impure after I touch it? The phrase Loka Veda Mate refers to worldly behavior in accordance with Vedic Karma Kanda. The word Ami refers to the Lord who is completely faultless and the reservoir of all good qualities. Esa bahandite mule nahika dushana tumi ate Vishnu lagi karila randhana. In fact, these pots are not at all contaminated because you have used them to cook for Lord Vishnu. The word mule means naturally or factually. The word dushana means force, abomination or impurity, and the word yate means because. Vishnura randhana sthali kabhu dushtanaya se handi parashe arastana shuddhaya. The pots used in cooking for Lord Vishnu are never contaminated. Indeed, simply by the touch of his cooking pots, other places become purified. The word sthali refers to the cooking pots. The Smarthas are greatly concerned with purity and contamination in relation to their eating. According to the Vaishnava Smritis, any item becomes pure and acceptable by the touch of the Lord, the Lord's devotee, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord's remnants, or the Lord's Charanamrita. This consideration is beyond the conceptions of purity and impurity born from the mundane vision of the Smarthas. Ete ke amara vasa nahe mandasthane sabara shuddhata mura parasha karana. Therefore, I never reside in a contaminated place. Everything becomes pure by my touch. The word manda means material, worldly or abominable. Balya bhave sarva tattva kahi prabhu hase tadhapi na bhuje keha tane manya vashe. The Lord, in the mood of an ordinary child, smiled as he spoke of the absolute truth. Still, no one recognized him due to the influence of his illusory energy. The word sarva tattva refers to the signs of spiritual oneness. Sabe hasene shuni shishira vachana snana sikara sachi bolina thakana. Everyone began to laugh after hearing the child speak. Then mother Sachi said, come and take bath. So this, I'll stop here. So we had the nice, like given an opportunity, we can just go on reading. It's so beautiful. So we can see here how Lord Chaitanya, in a very simple way, giving the principle, and which again, anarpita charin, which no one else has given before, this information that its main thing is to please the Lord, not being the rules and regulations. They are all the sarva vidhi nishedasya, they are all the servants of the main principle, that it should be pleasing to Krishna. If it is pleasing to Krishna, then it is successful. And we know so many pastimes, even in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, we can see how he overlooked the rules, like the lady in Jagannath Puri. Can't imagine how she was stepping on Lord Chaitanya to see the Lord, but he didn't say anything. Otherwise, as a sannyasi, he didn't even look at the ladies. No? So how bhakti is more important. And that helps us once we understand that what is pleasing to the Lord, that is more important. So maybe someone else, when they're doing some service or something, they are not doing it perfectly, but maybe that is more pleasing to Krishna. So we don't know. Like when we go for, like maybe on a festival day, we see that the in the temple, the festival day, there is a huge rush and someone is rushing in front to get something and get the to take the aarti or even for prasadam. We don't know how Krishna is looking at them, how Krishna looks at that devotee. Maybe Krishna is pleased with them, that they are having so much enthusiasm to honor Krishna's prasadam. So they may break the queue and come in front. But we may think, oh, what is this new etiquette, pushing others, is this the way to come over, move back? No, because we don't know what is pleasing to Krishna. So for me personally, I take this as a very important instruction that I cannot judge any other devotee because we don't know how Krishna looks at them. And also anything related to Krishna, anything which is offered to Krishna, that is pure. And there is no pure and impure. Pure and impure is from a material point of view. We read from Bhagavad Gita also, Shunichaiva Supakecha, we see Krishna in everyone. And Prabhupada also taught us that whatever is used in Krishna's service, that's Balram himself. So we have to worship them equally. So before the worship, we worship the ghanta, the shankha, everything is worshipped, even asana. When we get up in the morning, we worship Bhumi, allowing us to walk on this place. So everything we connect to Krishna. If we don't have any, even the body for that matter, body is not for sense gratification, but if the body is not there, how will we chant? How will we worship Krishna? So everything is a means for worshipping Krishna. So I will stop here now. If anyone has any questions or comments, I would like to hear realizations more than others. Anyone who would like to share any realizations? Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Amala Manjari Mataji. Sorry, I'm not on video, but I just wanted to thank you so much for such a beautiful class. I have three takeaways from today. One is just chanting Gaura Sundara can make you smile, which is so beautiful. And Gauranga, Gaura Sundar, yeah, definitely makes you smile. That is really, really sweet. The second thing you spoke was about even great saints, sages, someone with a lot of Brahman effulgence. Can be a great Brahmana and be very effulgent, but they may not really know who God is. And that is also the condition in today's world and in yesteryears as well. We are very fortunate. The point you were trying to tell is that though situations are like this around us, we should be grateful that we have Srila Prabhupada's books and this guidance, this knowledge that is being given to us. I mean, how many of us would be fortunate enough to come across this knowledge? So that was so beautifully put across. And of course, it's not all about the externals, rules, regulations, all these are there. Yes, definitely. But it is very important to internalize what is pleasing to Krishna. So that is, I think, the most important message of the hour, especially for many of us here. And thank you so much for putting it across so sweetly in such a gentle and sensitive manner, as you always do. So thank you for your very auspicious presence. You're always very compassionate when you speak, and it makes all of us feel very happy. So thank you for your very, very pleasant association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I feel so blissful being in the association of all the devotees here. It's very rare, no? Like, we hear, I had read when I was a child, I read about, like, it was some book I got from this one that, you know, there's one person who's God himself. And in that, it is given that the Saptarshis were meditating, and then the Lord went there, Krishna went there, and then he told one of the sages, oh, I am going to the earthly planet, you also come with me. And then he came, and so they both came, and they both are this this person who is a God man or whatever, you know. So then I read that, I was thinking, wow, so nice, everyone, like in the association of devotees meditating on the Lord, how nice it is. And then, you know, Srila Prabhupada has given us an amazing, from all over the world, coming together, discussing the topics of Sri Hari. What more bliss than this? No, I don't know, like, what unimaginable good fortune is it is to be in the association of all the devotees here. So I'm quite overwhelmed, actually. Yes. Anyone else has any?
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Srinivasi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you for your class. I was also just reflecting on how you said that Srila Prabhupada was so strict, you know, in certain, you know, particularly in the principles of the four regulated principles of freedom, you know, maintaining those. And, you know, I'm old enough to be around when all the new yogis were coming in during the 70s, right? So there are so many different quote unquote gurus that were coming from India with so many different philosophies, which might have been, you know, Vedic. There has some basis in the Vedas, but in order to obtain followers, they had to compromise some of the principles of some of the those traditions. And you know, and it speaks to the fact that, you know, where are they now, right? And Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada has maintained the principles, and look where ISKCON is now. So just a testimony to that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Yes, that brings us a very important point. Thank you. That's very important. Many people came and went, but they couldn't sustain because there was no purity. And the same way, we can see that Hare Krishna Mahamantra came to the West before Srila Prabhupada. Many others have chanted Hare Krishna before, but it couldn't touch the heart of people. And the same way, like Albert Einstein spoke about Bhagavad Gita, or there are others who spoke about Bhagavad Gita, because they knew about it, but they didn't become devotees. The devotees, only when Srila Prabhupada gave the Bhaktivedanta purpose and Srila Prabhupada gave this information, only then the world became devotees, people became devotees. So that shows the purity of the mission. And Srila Prabhupada said, if you maintain that purity, we'll be able to give this more and more. No, so that's important. Thank you, Phanishri Mataji. So nice you shared. Such amazing. Amazing. Thank you. So nice to see you. Yes. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all Kedishti Srila Prabhupada. This is Vinita Gandharvika Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna Mataji, very beautiful and soothing class because you speak so slow and very nice, Mataji. It will just go into the heart. I mean, it's like just sitting and chatting with someone. It's not like a class. I mean, it just makes it so, you know, what do you call, I mean, so lively. It is very lively, Mataji, when you speak it. And the way you started, it's, you know, Krishna's sweetness is through the pastimes, and the way you narrated all the pastimes are very nice, Mataji. I really like the point that you are telling. Is like what Krishna was pleasing, we don't know. So who are we to judge someone? It happens so easy. Like it's easy to judge anyone. Oh, somebody is doing this one wrong. Oh, okay, that Mataji is doing this. Okay, this Prabhu is doing that. It's very easy to say that. But we might also doing so many mistakes, and we don't know what is exactly their intention to do, what is their mood of doing that. We really don't know, so we should not judge. That is a very good lesson for me from the class, Mataji. Thank you so much, and I will definitely meditate on that. I know definitely I was thinking so many times, oh, maybe this Mataji did wrong, or this Mataji, you know, it's like, or that Prabhuji, you know, easy to just point out many people, but you know, this is the right time to think more and try to not point out anyone, especially speaking to myself, and think about yourself, where you are. That is the lesson I learned from the class, Mataji. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Mataji. I try to say all this because I need to hear it more and more, you know, that I shouldn't judge anyone. And then life is so nice when we stop judging people. Otherwise, the mind, you know, this accepting, rejecting, our whole life is spent on that. This person is good, this person is not good, this person is bad. This, oh my Krishna, how much time wasted on judging people for no reason. No, even like I know, like when I'm walking on the street, I'm judging people. I'm sitting in the train, I'm judging people. Every time judging people, why? You know, so much time spent on that. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Shivani Mataji. Thank you so much for your kind words. Yeah, it's not like, if not for Prabhupada, I won't be anywhere. No, like whatever is there, if there is anything good, that is just the mercy of Prabhupada. Thank you so much for your kind words. Yes, Nitya Narasimha Prabhu, must get Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for material class, Mataji. As some of Mataji's, they said, it was very natural flow, and you given the message what is to be given. Mataji, like you said, regulative principles, so breaking the regulative principles is not good. And it is, I have my own realizations also, like some friends or colleagues, they call for some program. They say that there is no onion, garlic, you take it. So sometimes to hurt them, we take. But that cascading effect is there. We when we take such food, and our consciousness goes down, and also the next day sadhana or next day, it reflects in our chanting, it reflects in our behavior. So how to avoid this one, Mataji? Like sometimes these are unavoidable situations. So would you give some tips, Mataji?
When I was working in the corporate, this was regular scenarios, but all I say is I'm allergic to many things. So when we go to anything outside, I say, I don't know what I'm allergic to. And I tell my manager, okay, if I eat, I don't mind eating, but maybe next 1 week I'll not come for work because I don't know what I'm allergic to. I'll be sick for the next 1 week. And they say, okay, don't have. So then maybe I'll just take a juice. And then like the last time when I had the scenario, I said I'm allergic, and that was here. No, so the like local person who's a manager. So I said, I don't know what I'm allergic to. And I didn't eat anything. And then I got a juice, and I just kept the juice there in front of me and spoke, like I just kept talking to them, but I didn't drink the juice. I left the juice and came off because This is very important point. Like, I'm just sharing my realizations or my research and development in this category, that I think, like, I'm convinced that my biggest treasure in my life is my consciousness, because everything will go off, you know, but like money, house, friends, everything will go. But the main thing, my greatest asset in my life is my consciousness. You know, so like how much we give importance to safeguard our house, to safeguard our wallet. So how much we should safeguard our consciousness. This is just, I'm sharing my realization. And also initially, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I had difficulty stopping tea. Because you go to a house, they will give it so much love, so much, you know, tea. As like in India before, when they see you at the gate, they can make the tea ready. As soon as you get inside the house, the tea is ready. So they give so much, you know, with love. Oh yeah, here, please drink some tea. And then we don't know how to say no. So I was telling one of the senior devotees that what do we do when they give offer with so much love, they're offering tea. How do you say no to it? And then he asked me, if they give you poison with love, would you accept it? I said, no. So this tea is also poison. Why do you take it just because they are giving with love? And then I thought, okay, that is a good thing. It is big poison for our consciousness. So, and our greatest asset and our only asset is our consciousness, because that is what is going to determine whether how much closer I'm going to Krishna, how many times I'll have to come back here and here again and again. No? And whether we eat in the restaurant or not, those people, it doesn't matter to them. You know, they won't even remember whether we went or not the next day. You know, so this is just my realization, bro. I don't know how it helps you, but
thank you, Mataji. So as much as possible, we should avoid. I mean, as you give an example of if somebody gives with poison with love, we should, this is very apt statement, Mataji, too. That will help, Mataji. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. And see, Krishna is there in everyone's heart. So this, if we can remember always, that Krishna is there in everyone's heart. What the other person should think of us, Krishna has control over it. And we are thinking the other person should not get upset with us or what they will think about us. What they will think about us is completely controlled by Krishna. Yasmin tushte jagat tushtam. If Krishna is pleased, that person will also be pleased with us. We can see that many times. You know, like if you are if you are doing some service in the temple and if you are late for office, if Krishna is pleased, they will not even realize about it. You know, so ultimately, Krishna is in control. And Krishna will reciprocate to our desire. We will have to take all this outside food as long as we have desire to have. So it is not them forcing us to have. It is our desire which is being manifested through them. So when we are determined, I cannot eat this again because it is not good for my spiritual life. My main thing is I want to go back to Krishna. I want to see Krishna. I want to serve Krishna in the purest form. So I cannot take it. I don't have anything. Then if our desire is strong, that will stop. Actually, any situation in our life, any adverse situation, we don't need spiritual intelligence to understand this. Even materialistic people say that. How long will you be sick? As long as you want to be sick. You can try that. You know, somewhere within, we are thinking, okay, when I'm sick, you know, get whatever, we will have our own reasonings for that. But actually, when we decide, no, I am not going to be sick anymore, that will go off. So that's a power of the mind, power of our free will, that I want to serve Krishna, so I don't want this to happen. You know? And then we will see, that is why the hospitals, you know, people don't mind going to the hospitals these days, because they just see the good part of it. You know, they take care of us so nicely. Oh, then when you're in the hospital, oh, it's not so bad. especially like the multi-speciality or the hospitals these days, it's like a hotel. You go there, you can just lie down, watch TV. They sent you the menu. What do you want for breakfast? What do you want for lunch? It's more like a hotel. This is really Maya tricking us, where it breaks that thing. You know, Krishna tells, no, in the 13th chapter, that 8 to 12 verses, the what is knowledge? The amanita madambito janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. That is knowledge, to understand what is this janma mrityu jara vyadi, how we cannot avoid it and how it is bad. But today's world, that makes us feel it is okay. You know, you go to the hospital, they take care of you so well. But one surgery after surgery, everything is removed from our body. That we don't consider because the Maya is so strong. No, so Maya makes us feel, oh, it is okay. What can we do? You know, material world, we have to survive. If I don't have a job, what will I do? I cannot serve Krishna. And, you know, we are very good at sugarcoating it with our own speculations there, you know, making it Krishna conscious, completely material activity. We know how to sugarcoat it with our, making it look Krishna conscious, you know. Like that, yeah. Sorry, bro. These are just my realizations. This is the experiments that I have done or convinced myself about it. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Madhu. This will really help. So it is our desire, basically. As you rightly said, it is not that. As long as our desires are controlled, then we can avoid. Thank you very much, Madhu. Hare Krishna. Dandavatana.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Very, very inspiring class, Mataji. You teach us utsah, nishchaya and dhairya, Mataji. That I hear a story in Shri Radha Gopinath that there is a, by your permission, can I share? It's take only
yes,
1 minute.
Definitely.
Thank you, Mataji. I learned a lesson from you that there is a bindi lid. Lady finger plant and there is a chandan plant. So lady finger plant is laughing on a chandan plant. See, I'm growing so fast and he becomes so tall, 5 feet, and the chandan plant is not coming out. So after 3 or 4 months, chandan plant sprouting, and that he growing after 6-7 months. So that time lady finger plants become going to dry because of only 4-5 months he get a sun in abroad or in India and water, so that and moonlight he is growing up and up. So, but the chandan plant is slowly growing, Mataji, but he is growing stable so many years. So we should stay in an association of the Vaishnava, and we should not think that 5 finger is not equal, Mataji. I learned lesson today that 5 finger is not equal. We cannot, when we judge 1 finger, first finger, then 4 finger is our side. So there is a four हमारे अंदर वो अनर्था है इसलिए हमें वो एक उसका दिख रहा है. So we have to, in this material world, it is very difficult to give a Krishna conscious, Mataji. And there is a 99 anartha and 1 good quality. So we have to see that 1 quality and we have to continuous give a Krishna conscious to Vaishnava. Like Srila Prabhupada said that one bottle, one Vaishnava will take. So Mataji, I cannot preach like all of you, but Srimati Shri Radharani is given a cooking seva, Mataji. And you can see the, oh, please forgive me, how I have to do, I don't know, Mataji. You can see the all the juice plant, Mataji. I don't know how to turn camera there, Mataji. And this is hibiscus plant. Whenever I hear Krishna Katha, I make I take care of my plants, Mataji. I don't know how to turn my camera, Mataji. Just a second. How to turn it, Mataji? Can you please guide me? So you can see all the jui plant. So that the lesson that they are our kids, Mataji, And before 3 years, nothing is coming. And now it's coming so many joy flowers and rose. And so Krishna's mercy, Mataji. The seeds is, I don't know how to turn camera, Mataji. The seeds is, वो पापा मामा ने सीड्स तो रोपे थे माताजी पर उसमें जब फ्लावर्स फ्रूट और ब्रांचेस तब आती है जब वी हैव सच अ स्ट्रॉन्ग एसोसिएशन ऑफ वैष्णव इफ वी आर नॉट स्टेइंग एसोसिएशन ऑफ वैष्णव माताजी माय ओन एक्सपीरियंस माय ब्रदर इज लाइक माय ओल्ड माय माय फादर एंड दे केम फ्रॉम बोस्टन माताजी One week not able to come afternoon class. I can see the qualities of Japa Mataji. Wo thodi down ho gayi thi Mataji. So association of Vaishnava is very important. Koti koti danvat pranam to all Bhakti Sangha teachers and all Bhakti Sangha Vaishnava. Thank you Mataji. Today's class is just to heart Mataji. Koti koti danvat pranam to your sincere seva. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ji ki jai, Gopinath ki jai. Pray for us that Mataji, we can serve Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath, Das Dasanu Das Bhav. Whatever we have knowledge, at the age of 55 Mataji, I learn only, Radharani is given only one seva, cooking seva, but now I have to take chair to cook a bunch of prasadam Mataji. This material health is not supporting. Please pray for us. Koti koti danvat pranam. Hare Krishna. Thank you Mataji.
Humble obeisances to you Mataji. Just by cooking, you know, you're with such sincere heart, you're cooking. So just by taking prasadam, everyone will get Krishna prem. No, so this is easy, like it's very powerful, that prasadam. We cannot underestimate the power of prasadam. It is so easy, no one can resist. Just like how we discussed, what, you know, when someone tastes something, when someone is taking prasadam, they may not know that is prasadam, but they will say, oh wow, this is so tasty. And yes, they are in the radar of Lord Chaitanya, because they have appreciated something about Krishna, something about a devotee. No, so that's why Lord Chaitanya looks only at our desires and the positive things that we are saying. As soon as someone says, wow, this prasadam is nice, done. Lord Chaitanya says, oh, you are a devotee, no, became a devotee, like came into that drishti of Lord, the Shubha drishti of Lord Chaitanya. And everything auspicious, their spiritual life starts just by saying, oh wow, this is so tasty. So prasadam distribution, very, very important, because people may not remember the philosophy, but people will remember the taste of the prasadam they had. All of us know the first time when I went to the temple, I had this and it was so nice. And that is still, the taste is still there in our tongue. So it's very amazing, Mataji. Vrinda Gopika Mataji, you're doing such amazing service. Please bless me also that I can do some service proper. That's amazing.
That Mataji, all mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, and Srishi Nityananda, Srishi Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srishi Jagannath Balaram Subhadrani. We don't have strength, Mataji. Only mercy of Shishi Gaur Nitai Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Koti koti dhanyavad pranam. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. So much wonderful association. Thank you. Okay.
Does anybody have any question now?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. No question. I just wanted to also join those who have appreciated your very loving and soothing presentation, you know, in the form of your voice, that your the way you your presentation, there's a word I was looking for, but anyway, you get the idea. And also just, you know, just physically speaking too, you know, you have a very soothing and loving presence. So I just wanted to let you know how much I was really appreciating those qualities of you.
Thank Hare you Krishna. For your kind words. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you. Thank you. I don't deserve anything, but you're all very kind. Very kind. Now, because you're nice devotees, you just see the good. Yeah, thank you. Okay. So I think if there are no questions, then we will stop here. On
Mataji, very, very dangrat pranam to you, and very, very enlightening class, and very, so many lessons to learn, everything, how don't to how don't judge to anyone, or whatever activity you do, always you have to look, you have to check, is it make Krishna happy or not, please or not, like that. So many, and the main thing, when you chant the Gauranga, you get a smile. That's natural, it comes. So it's very nice. I like that point, Mataji. So many lessons to learn today, and very, very pleasant association, Mataji. I am so fortunate. I got the Bhakti Sangha and I got all advanced devotees association I get. So if there is no question and if your permission, then we will close the call.
Yeah, the only last thing I wanted to appreciate, which I forgot actually, is that, you know, I really appreciated how much you treasure your consciousness, just as we treasure our money in the bank. That's how you treasure your consciousness. And just the way you expressed that, I thought was, you know, powerful. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you again for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to be in your association. And such an amazing devotee association. I can't thank enough. Where am I? Where you all? And then still giving me your association. Thank you. And please keep me in the shelter of your blessings and prayers so I can use my life in the service of Guru and Gauranga. And yeah, please let us, you know, even though Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, so magnanimous, but people are not taking up the worship of Lord Chaitanya because they don't know about Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So when we know, then it becomes our responsibility to give that to others. Why should people suffer without knowing about Lord Chaitanya? So please bless that we can always give this knowledge to others about Lord Chaitanya, and everyone can be happy, you know, in this world. Thank you so much. Please, again, I beg for your mercy and beg for your blessings to always serve you and Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you. Mataji, I agree. Sorry. So, Mataji, I am totally agree whatever the Mataji said. The conscience is our treasure, pure. So, I like that too. So, we have to always check about our conscience, how it is. So, it's very grateful. And I'm so grateful to you, Mataji, too. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to you, Mataji. And today, we look forward to your association again in future, Mataji. And now we will close the call. Vancha kalpatarubhyashcha krupa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Har Grace Amal Manjari Devi Dasi Mataji ki
jai.
Bol Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Koti koti dandavat pranam.
Koti dandavat pranam to you, Mataji.
Thank you. Bhagavati Mataji.